How to make it work? That is still the big question about the federal government's plan to scrap the carbon trading system and replace it with direct action. Much anticipation around how that's going to work if the Abbott government is to meet its stated target of a 5% cut in Australia's greenhouse gases by 2020, I think is the date. So in Sydney's own backyard, what might direct action look like? Well, there's a little bit of scheming and plotting going on under the watchful eye and skills of sustainability expert Michael Mobbs, who joins me in the studio this morning. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And Councillor Sally Betts, the Mayor of Waverley, is in on this big scheme as well. Sally, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning,
talking
Linda,
to us.
And good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Mayor.
He's very respectful. Now, I know that you two are a little bit beyond the sort of formalities, that you've been hatching a plan.
Yes.
So, Michael, maybe you should tell us, first of all, it's got to do with composting. I'm sorry, but we know about composting already, don't we?
Well, compost is just soil in the making. It comes from food or in the forest just from leaf litter.
Mm.
What we're going to do at Bondi is... to me, one of the best things I've ever been involved with. We're going to get the food waste from some cafes and offices and units, and we're going to turn it into compost in, get this, 24 hours.
Hang on. This is alchemy. What do you mean in 24 hours? It takes longer than that?
It does, yeah, but there's this new technology. There's about two of systems available that I'm aware of, and we're using one. So imagine you put all your food scraps from a meal into this machine that makes almost no odour, and it looks like a stylish piece of Italian design.
Ooh, nice.
And then you come back the next morning and it's, say you put in 10 kilos, that's 10 one-litre milk bottles, it reduces to 1 litre milk bottle the next day, a tenth of its size.
Mm.
It uses heat. So there's energy from the PowerPoint for that. And then it uses algae, which are very greedy little things and God bless them, are insatiable.
Right. So this speeds up the process enormously.
It does.
And so you end up with compost the next morning. Voila.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but so what? What is so special about what you plan next?
Well, look... I hear you. One day, instead of people saying, show us what you're made of, they're going to say, show us your compost. This is the start of a new way of dealing with compost.
Right.
No compost, no soil, no food. I know people don't get that if they live in the city, but that's what I got when I grew up on the farm. We then take that compost, once there's enough of it, and because it's reduced, you don't have a lot of truck movements, to a farm at Picton where there's a dairy farmer who's... winning prizes for his yogurt and milk at the Royal Oyster Show. He's committed to reducing the use of oil and gas-based fertilisers on the farm and to making the cows as healthy as possible.
So and you're going to provide him with the compost.
That's right. We're actually taking back to the farms the nutrients they take out when they grow the grass to feed the cows or grow the thing. So we're closing the loop.
Mm, okay. Sally Betts, I don't know, maybe you're a composting girl from way back, are you?
Well, actually, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I'm a city girl. But, you know, Waverley is really a leader in environmental sustainability. And Michael, some years ago, helped us set some pretty big targets. Just for example, our greenhouse gas emission target is to reduce it by 30% by 2020.
Wow.
And we also want to reduce the waste that we send to landfill by 75% by 2020. So what Michael's wonderful idea does is all of that. So it will help us reduce... all of the food waste that currently is going to landfill because it's just in our normal garbage. This is the big, beautiful picture. And, of course, it stops when you put food waste in landfill, it emits methane gas, which, of course, makes greenhouse gas emissions even worse. Mm. So we reduce that. Now, just to give you an idea, just at the pavilion, at the Bondi Pavilion around that area, they generate 600 kilos of food waste per day.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
So if we could do that, and this is we're going to start and get all the cafes in Bondi to come and use the system, it just as a start, and then we will make it bigger and bigger and better, we will really help to get our target to divert food from landfill. We'll reduce our gas house emissions, and it will just keep us at the forefront. But more importantly, it's education. So if we can educate the kids and mums and dads and everybody that they should not just throw their food waste into the garbage bin, it will be a revolution.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a revolution alone to set a greenhouse gas emission target of 30% reduction by 2020 if you compare it with the national figure we're looking at of 5. Sally Betts is the Mayor of Waverley, Councillor Sally Betts, and she's in cahoots, I think it's safe to say, with Michael Mobbs.
Good word.
One of my mum's favourite words. Michael, so how will you do this? I mean, are you going to have some massive central point where all this stuff comes in? Or?
Okay, well, being a short bloke, I'm just going to take a small step.
Fair enough.
We're just going to get the cafes and people at the Bondi Pavilion, which are tenants of the council, get them going. We'll learn some things. Nobody's done this before that I'm aware of. We'll make some mistakes, they'll teach us some things, and hopefully we'll move on with a better system, and then we'll advance. One of the things we do know from the system is it reduces business costs by 10 to 15%. Mm. So, for example, in a little trial I've done with a cafe, just separating the food waste from the cardboard boxes and the other things meant that the cafe saved $1,000 of its $1,900 monthly garbage bill because the food was taken away separately and it didn't have to have so many movements and so many bins. So once you take the food out, then the frequency of collection of the other things reduces.
Right.
And accordingly, business costs go down.
Okay. Sally, presumably that's a pretty attractive argument when you're talking to those businesses.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, at the moment it's only a trial, but there's no loss. It's a win-win for everybody. And we know that people in Waverley are pretty environmentally conscious. So as we develop this, I'm quite sure we'll be able to say to people, look, if you want to join our scheme, just come and pop your food in this, you know, your food waste. So we see that once we've got a couple of cafes doing it, that everybody else will come on board as well because it's going to save everybody money in the end.
Mm. And have you had an opportunity to share this idea yet with other councils, or are you keeping it to yourself for the moment?
Oh, no. Waverley always likes to be the first. And that's why we love Michael, because Michael brings his ideas to us because we've worked with him for so long. We've actually got these eco-pop community gardens. That was Michael's last idea.
Yes, he's full of them.
And people love them. It's just so amazing. So, and that's an education thing for kids as well. So, look, we're happy to be the trial. As Michael said, there might be a few little bumps along the way. We're happy to sort those out with Michael. And then I'm sure other councils will want to take it on board. We're in fact a finalist in the local government New South Wales Excellent in Environmental Award for organic waste recovery. We're already a finalist in that program with Randwick and Willara. So we have a regional compost revolution project. So and obviously from Bondi and Waverley, we'll talk to our neighbours at Randwick and Willara for a start.
Mm.
And I'm sure because we already work together, we have an eco footprint, the three councils.
Okay. And so just to be clear, Michael, what we will have is the waste from these few cafes to start with, being composted by this method that speeds the process up, composted very quickly.
Yep.
That then goes out to the farm, your friendly farmer, who's agreed that he will stop using petrochemical-based fertilisers, use your product instead, which then reduces the carbon footprint of the farm.
Yep.
I presume, reduces the carbon footprint of all of those businesses as well.
Yep. Yes.
And and reduces the cost to the business.
Yeah. And what we're going to do, we've already done it, we've taken soil samples from the farm to measure the amount of carbon and other things in the soil so that we can show how much soil we grow. When we grow soil, soil is made of carbon sucked out of the air. Can I just make two big points about what we're doing? The changes in the weather we've got at the moment are from the 1 degree that's happened in the Earth's temperature. That stuff that's up there, that pollution, hasn't finished with us. That stuff that's up there now is going to add another 1 degree of heat.
So that's existing carbon pollution.
That's right. And so I'm not interested in my daily life and what I do with debates about carbon taxes and other and of sustainable buildings. Unless we sort, unless we take out the carbon that's up there, we're going to get twice the amount of bushfires, twice the amount of floods, twice the amount of droughts. So everything I do is about that. And I just want to say the other big point about the project is this. The growing, production, transport and waste of food is the second highest source of carbon pollution in Australia after coal-fired power stations.
Right.
So I came here this morning, I had a modest breakfast, at least 1,000 litres of water in that to grow the food, the dairy, the milk and everything else. 3,000 litres of water for three meals today at least. And then there's tons of carbon associated with this. What this will do by growing soil on the farm is suck carbon out of the air. And I'm not afraid to show this data. We're going to put it on one paddock and not on the adjoining paddock.
So you can
And so we'll be able to compare. measure it. And what that will mean is not just that there'll be more soil and grass, but the cows will be cooler in the sun. It's not just us that cooks in this hot weather. It's the cows and the horses and the little critters. And by growing more grass there, we help to cool their local environment down.
It's like a giant eco-pop. Michael Mobbs is with us, and Sally Betts, Mayor of Waverley, is also here. Just a couple of questions coming in. I guess first for you, Michael, does the food waste include meat and cheese? It wouldn't, would it?
Yes.
It does?
It does, yeah. We don't do bones, so there's bound to be some bones in there, but the system is very robust and we'll be able to take out some amount of pollution.
Because you normally wouldn't put meat and cheese
in. No, but this is a commercial system designed to work under dumb circumstances where people don't care.
Right. So pretty robust, in other words.
Yep.
And there wouldn't be a domestic-sized version of this, would
there? There is.
Kerry wants to know.
There is. Kerry, I had...
There's one in my office.
Oh, is there?
Michael gave me one, lent me one, and we put it in the office at council and put coffee grains in, and everybody at council bought their banana peels and things like that, just because we wanted to see how it worked. So, yes, there is one.
Okay.
And isn't it stylish, Sally? It's this... I use the word Italian design. Do you think I'm going over the top?
It's lovely. I'm not sure that you'd have it in your lounge, but you'd be quite happy to have it in your office.
Okay. And someone else is saying, Jen, with a smile on her text, is saying, 600 kilograms of food waste from Bondi Pavilion, please put them in touch with Oz Harvest, which is also a very good point.
Waverley is a partner of Oz Harvest.
Yes.
Trust me, this is not just food that has not been used.
This is waste.
It's waste.
Yes, by anybody's
definition. And when you consider how many restaurants there are along Campbell Parade just by itself, if just a few of those brought back, bought their waste, it'd be fine. Because just talking about Oz Harvest, of course, Ronnie Khan is a resident of Waverley.
Sally.
Way we would not work with Ronnie.
This is rapidly turning into a how great is Waverley segment.
Of course.
Don't lay it on too thick, Miss Mayor.
Now, just another couple of things here. What is the carbon impact of the composting effort itself, the unit, I suppose?
We will use three-phase power, which is a lot of power. It's a gas guzzler. We have promised in writing to the council, and all this will be published for anyone to scrutinise, that for every tonne of pollution we cause, we will take 2 tonnes out of the air within 2 to 3 months. So when we take this first load to the farm in a few weeks, that'll go on the soil of the farm, and it will start to suck carbon out straight away. So we will have a power meter between the machine and the three-phase thing. Mm-hmm. We will publish that, and we will stand before anybody and show the figures.
Okay, all right. So that'll all be up there to be measured to make sure that it's doing what it's meant to do. The other question, I guess, for you, Sally, is it the council that's going to collect the composted items?
We're going to put this sort of at the back of the pavilion. We've got some restaurants there, so the restaurateur will just take them. And let's say there's a cafe in Campbell Parade, we will give them a key or a slot or whatever, and they will just bring their food waste down to pavilion.
Okay, and then getting it to the farm once it's
then there'll be a truck movement, and that energy will also be calculated and accounted for, and is included in the promise that for every ton of pollution we cause, we'll take 2 tons out within a month or two or three.
And who pays for the truck doing that?
We do. Stella's getting a really good deal here.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it all sounds very interesting, and I'd like to follow it, actually. So we might catch up with your farmer. And I guess my other question is to both of you, given that direct action is going to be the federal government's policy response to climate change, is this the sort of project you could put into the reverse auction that's going to be held? Sally, I guess to you.
Look, I'm not up with all of that. All I know is that what we've done in Waverley is we've set really high environmental targets. We know that we can meet them by all sorts of things. Just for example, we partner with Westfield to reduce their electricity consumption, all sorts of things. Yeah. We know that we can meet our targets by 2020. That is direct action.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be keeping tabs on both of you. You've made some pretty big claims today, so I think we need to make sure you're kept accountable. Sally Betts, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
And Michael Mobbs, very good to see you as well. Thanks for coming
in.
We'll catch up with both Sally and Michael again soon and make sure that they're accountable for all of these claims they're making about this wonderful scheme.